This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A lot of doctors can tell what's wrong with you by sniffing, by smelling you. And now there's a machine that can do that too. Here with more is our regular medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a practicing pediatrician. He's also a faculty member at the Yale Medical School, and he writes the Medical Examiner column for Slate.com. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Madeline.
So can you, Sid, really diagnose someone by sniffing?
Oh, absolutely. This actually goes back to the days of the of Hippocrates. It's been well known, for example, that you can walk in a room or get close to a patient who has diabetes that's not well controlled, and there's a kind of sweetish smell that comes from that we can all detect. Often you can walk in a room and tell when a patient is in kidney failure or liver failure.
Oh, fascinating. And now there's news that a machine, still experimental, but intriguing nonetheless, a machine can do this too. How does that work?
There actually have been these machines in the past, but they've been just enormous, and they're very highly targeted. These machines are impossible to use clinically because it's a whole room full of equipment. These were mass spectroscopy equipment, gas chromatography equipment. The new one is very clever. What the new one does is it uses new laser technology. A patient will breathe into a chamber through which light that sweeps through a huge range from the deep infrared to the very high ultraviolet, and a detector at the other side of it measures what colors of light, what very precisely defined colors of light or frequencies of light are absorbed by the exhaled air. And then this is run through a computer that is able to identify specific molecules. Different molecules absorb different frequencies of light.
And those molecules would indicate the presence of a disease?
Well, there are certain molecules that we know that are very good clues to the presence of a disease. And I think that once we can do this in a kind of regular way, we'll be able to detect patterns, either by precisely identifying the molecules or just saying, well, look, this is a pattern that we repeatedly see with a patient with such and such a disease. Let the computer kind of pick out the pattern for us. The size is also interesting because, unlike the previous machines that would sometimes fill a room, this is the size of a microwave.
And this machine is far off, right? It's still in the experimental stage?
It's very much in the experimental stage. It's actually, unlike many of these things which are produced by commercial or where the work on it is being done by commercial companies, this work is being done by the federal government, interestingly enough. The NIST, which is the agency which was formerly called the National Bureau of Standards, is doing that. You know, when I was a medical student, I had spent many years in a lab before I went into medicine, and you know, when you open enough Petri dishes, you get a kind of unconscious subliminal note idea of what different kinds of bacteria smell like. And when I was a medical student, I used to be able to round and absolutely wow the people I was rounding with by walking into a room and identifying a day before we could get the culture back what the organism was that caused an infection. Of course, I never admitted how I did it. I used to insist that it was some kind of ESP.
It was just your plain old nose. Dr. Sidney Spiesel is our regular expert on all things medical. He teaches at the Yale Medical School, and he comes to us via the online magazine Slate, where you can read his Medical Examiner column. Thanks, Sid.
Thank you.